So, Sunetta, we're going to move on now and talk about the older patients. Let's hear about your 83-year-old patient.
So this was during a time when we were told that we should not undertreat older patients. So I'll start with that. But this was an 83-year-old, very functional, very spry 83-year-old, was diagnosed with stage 3 nodular sclerosis, Hodgkin lymphoma, and had a conversation with her. She had no other comorbidities, and we opted to give her ABVD. She completed 6 cycles, decreased vinblastine a little bit for neuropathy towards the end, but she is doing well. She had a complete response. At that time, we were scanning after 4 cycles and had a complete response after 4 cycles and has maintained a complete response.
She's now 5 years out. So she's 83 now or 88?
She is eight, almost not, she's 88.
88.
Still
So,
driving.
John, I was kind of surprised when I saw this case. That's why I wanted her to present it. Is there an age, this comes up in so many different situations, where even completely spry, no comorbidities, where you just don't give ABVD? 90, 95?
So I would say the B is part of the issue, as Craig had mentioned earlier, and this would have been someone you were bold, as we talked about earlier, but I might have given that patient AVD without the bleo.
What about BVAVD?
So I think the data set, again, included patients above the age of 80 in both arms in the Echelon 1 study. And I think that's one of the useful points of this, is it looks like you can do this in older patients. The concern is around febrile neutropenia and the need for growth factor support. So again, this would be that population where, unlike what you felt about traditionally with ABVD in Hodgkin's, treating without growth factor support, one of the things I like to tell our trainees is in the older patients, that's where you need to be a little more cautious because the FN rate will be higher than what you see in younger patients. And at least in our data set, that relationship between bleomycin and G-CSF appeared to be there in terms of contributing to the development of bleopulmonary toxicity. So that to me would be a reason to avoid bleo, and in someone that looked like they could be a good candidate to handle a toxicity, giving BV in combination with AVD with growth factor would be a very reasonable strategy.
So we're going to get into in a second the patient who you really don't want to give chemo to, comorbidities, et cetera, frailty, et cetera. But just sticking on this one, Craig, again, the otherwise healthy elderly patient like this, how do you think it through?
Well, firstly, I think you just equate it to diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. We can give R-CHOP to people up until they're 90, or mini R-CHOP if they're a little bit frail. So, and without even a second thought, right? So what's the difference? Why do patients tolerate ABVD poorly? I agree with John, it's the bleomycin. So I think either AVD or BVAVD is fine, or CMOP, it doesn't matter. But I've said this many times, I do not withhold curative therapy in patients with any lymphoma, any curative lymphoma, unless there's underlying significant comorbidity. Just because you're old doesn't mean that you shouldn't be, there's a reason people are old. They're going to get older, right? So they must have good genes, right? So it doesn't mean that you should be withholding curative therapy. So I think you did fantastic on this case.